Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl, when
I didn't know what I was
going to do, when
and one
was
day
a little girl,
I grew up,
when
I
started to live alone.
You are tuned into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janet Sward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these skyways and airways, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all is well in your family circle. Hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. And I just thank you for allowing me to come into your workspace. Thank you for allowing me to come into your living room area. And then I thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highways and byways with the Old Ship of Zion on your podcast down. Hallelujah. And I just thank those of you that so graciously tune in on tonight. May God richly bless you, you, and you. Hallelujah. I just want to send out prayer requests. I'd like condolences to those of you that has lost loved ones. Hallelujah. Over the last 72 hours or the last 48 hours, even the last 24 hours. Hallelujah. And just to let you know, hallelujah, that you are not alone and that you, God has children, hallelujah, all across this land that are praying for you and with you in your hour of bereavement. Hallelujah. So I just want you to lift up your head on tonight and know that you are not alone. And we're praying for you that God will restore joy and restoration back unto your soul. Hallelujah. And so without any further ado, we're going to go right now into our opening prayer. And when we approach this podium, we fail not to acknowledge the spiritual deity that started it all. And I'm going to present the psalm and introduce the others. He's our soon coming Messiah. Hallelujah, and his name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He is a native of Nazareth, yet born in Bethlehem. And we just want to thank him on this evening for giving us this opportunity to worship and engage together all across this continent without even leaving the privacy of your own element, your own home, or your palace, your castle, your apartment, your condo, your tent, wherever that you find, tune in at your desired location. Don't have to get dressed up. Just come as you are and meet Jesus, hallelujah, when you get here. So I just want you to just bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer at this time. Hallelujah. And may God bless you. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us together in unity once again, God, around the spectrum. Father God, for we know that this soil that we're treading on, God, is not our eternal destination. But we know that you went away and you told us that you went away to prepare a place for us. And when you return back one historical day, God, you will receive us unto yourself. Hallelujah. And till that time come, God, we as your children, your disciples, your sojourners, will continue to mount up from the four corners of this earth, from the north, south, east, and west, God, as pilgrims through this barren land. And I'm asking you, God, to anoint these lips of clay on tonight. Able me, God, to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may then again may not know of you in the pardon of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to each and every one, God, that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very heart and soul. Father God, we'll be so mindful to give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise that's due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we'll let the cathedral, temple of God, say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And those of you that desire to tune in on tonight, you can just come on in. I have the chat room available for you. You can bring your beautiful selves on in and grab your seat. Bring all your digital devices. I call them our toys because they are our daily assets. We carry them each and everywhere that we go, especially our cell phones, some your tablets, some your laptops as well, because we have cases that we can travel with them to and for. So just bring all your digital gadgets and come aboard and just come and sit down and allow me to bring a rhema word unto your heart and soul on tonight. And may God richly bless you. And I want to now put up those of you that have a prayer petition. At the conclusion of this program, you can call in. Hallelujah. And I'm going to put up the call-in number. So if you have a desired prayer petition, then you can call in. Hallelujah. You can call in and get prayer. So don't be shy. You can call in and talk to me live in the studio, and I will pray over whatever your petition is that you want to place before God. You can make it known or you can keep it private. But just know that the prayer line is available for anyone that desires to call in and request prayer for healing, miracles, prayer, whatever that God placed on your heart, you're welcome to call in. And so without any further ado, I'll be with you 1 hour as far as the sermon is, and then we'll allow time for the hymns of Zion. But right now we're going to go on into a program that's already in progression. And so I'm just asking you to come on, come aboard, and allow me to bring a word from the Lord unto your heart on tonight. And our sermon on tonight entitled New Birth. I want to say that one more time. Sermon on tonight entitled New Birth. And we're going to read from our first key scripture. And it reads this. You formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Psalms 139 and 13. And so, you know, I would just like to ponder your mind and ask, what is there about babies that makes us smile? We know that many people will stop everything at the sight or sound of a baby and will flop to gaze at the little one. And you know, as you travel to and for, maybe you have loved ones, you know, in a rehabilitation rehabilitation site, to where you have your loved one. It's just a upgrade word from convalescent. Convalescent sounds so out of just out of the norm and so old-fashioned. So now, you know, they have their rehabilitation centers or what have you. But those of you that have loved ones, I have a loved one that's in one of those facilities. And so, like I said, you know, that many people, when they see a baby, that they have a smile on their face. And like I said, when you go into the rehabs, you know, people will stop everything at the sight and the sound of a baby, and they'll flock to gaze at the little one, as I first stated. And I know that when you go into these rehabilitation centers, most of the residents there are in wheelchairs. You know, a lot of them is wheelchair bound, and a lot of them suffering from various ailments and deformities, namely dementia. So, but we know that the baby is almost unfailingly bring a spark and joy to the eyes of the resident there. And I imagine undoubtedly because a smile, hallelujah, that it was amazing to watch that the baby bring a smile because of the wonders of a new life, so precious and tiny, but yet full of promise. And as you and I and us seeing a new baby, and I am a great aunt as well, about 2.5 weeks ago now. So I tell you, just the sight and sound of, you know, a family member, friend, a colleague having a welcome, a new life into the world is just a happy celebration. But like I said, you know, we know that the little one is full of promise, and the baby remind you and I and us the awesomeness of God and the great love that He has for you and I and us. And He loved you and I so much that He gave us life. And He formed you and I and us, the Bible says, in our mother's womb. And that was our scripture reading on tonight. It says, you formed, hallelujah. And the psalmist said, you covered me in my mother's womb. And that scripture reading, once again, coming out of the law of Psalms 139, and 13. And not only does He give you and I physical life, but He also offers you and I spiritual rebirth through Jesus Christ. And that scripture reading is coming out along of John 3:3-8. We know that God promises believers a new bodies and a new eternal life when Jesus returns. That scripture reading is coming out along Let me set my time up. Thank you, Jesus, because I have not even put a time in. And so now I need to go. We'll go with the 90 seconds then. Okay, so I didn't have a time up there, and my program was just fin to run out. So I thank God, hallelujah, for just being so wonderful. And I tell you, God is so awesome. He just talks to us and let us know what He wants us to know. He's just so gracious. And He's just so, He's just awesome, and He's God like that. I tell you, can't nobody love you like Jesus can. And like we said on tonight, our program is the Old Ship of Zion. And our sermon is titled New Birth. And so this scripture reading, as I was talking about, that God promised you and I and every new believer a new body and a new eternal life. And that scripture reading can be found in the law of 1 Corinthians 15:50-52. And we know that this physical life and spiritual rebirth is a gift to celebrate you and I from our Father's hands. Hallelujah. And we know in His own image, God created man. He formed this body from the dust of the earth. But more importantly than that, to all who are in Christ, He gives us eternal life by a second birth. And that's what we're talking about tonight. New birth. I will praise you, and marvelous are your works. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Psalms 139:14. Once again, you are tuned into the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janet Swart. Hallelujah. And so we're going to keep on moving because I got quite a bit to cover, and not so much because I'm not going to be before you very long tonight. I just wanted to give you a little rhema word from the Lord, you know, because that's my assignment. And so I have to do as my father has instructed me to do. He told me to go and preach my word. So I am about my father's business. We know that the notion of pulling oneself up by the bootstraps is a recurrent theme in our American culture. It assumes you and I and us that individuals can, by hard work and sheer force of will, lift themselves out of, undesirable lifestyles and depressed economically circumstances, regardless of our comfort level with the bootstrap theory. There is one area of life in which you and I and us, it can never apply. That is the spiritual realm. We go and we listen to Paul. Paul reminds you and I and us that while we were yet without the moral and spiritual strength to live in a right relationship with God, God dispatched Jesus to redeem our soul. Jesus, the Alpha and Omega, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, was one who knew no sin. He took yours and mine and our sins to the cross that we might find pardon and eternal salvation with God. Paul lumps all of humanity into that one category. He said, all of us are sinners who can only rejoice that God freely gave us salvation, the gift of life in Jesus Christ. You and I and us, we cannot earn salvation by good works or by hard work. We cannot lift ourselves into the kingdom of God by our bootstraps. We can only reach out and receive God's free will. As we do, we say thank you by living lives that are totally submitted to God and empowered by His Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So you know this life of new birth. That means that we have been transformed. We are no longer the same individual. We might be the same individual on the outside, but the inside, we are changed. We are new, improved individuals because we take on a different mindset. The things that we used to do, we don't have a desire to do those things anymore. You might say, why, Overseer Warren? Because we have been reborn. There has been a new birth changed in our lives. The things that we used to say, in other words, the grammar that wasn't so nice that we used to display, we no longer use those kind of words and those kind of vocabularies anymore. God has given us a new set of words in which to use that He honors. He honors those words. Hallelujah. And so the things that we used to think on, and we used to think ill-mannerly of each individual that we might come across or that we might have met, even in our circle of friends. But we don't have a mindset to do those things anymore. Because we are too busy trying to love and show the light of Jesus in our lives to others. We don't have time to sit around and chit and chat. But we are about our Father's business, telling somebody about somebody that can save anybody. Hallelujah, Jesus. We can go and we can look back into time. And that I remember that so vividly because months before that, that was 9/11, and I just lost my husband, I think May of that of 2001. And like I was saying, we remember the terrorist attack on the Trade Center on that very September the 11th, 2001. And we find out that none seemed more spiritually significant than that of an iron worker. We're told that he was helping to recover bodies. Hallelujah. The gentleman noticed two steel beams in the shape of a cross standing upward in the middle of all the debris. Appointing himself as the curator of that striking symbol of God's love. You often look heartbroken and visitors to see it. Many of them were confronted by the silent testimony to the divine presence in the worst of tragedies. One day, the journalist came with a tearful eye and also with her friends whom had lost loved ones in the catastrophe, had led them to that cross. And we know that the world's terrible pain and evil is not a philosophical argument or a theological issue, but its all significant answers is in Calvary Cross. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. It's where the infathomless grace of Jesus, the incarnate God, whom took upon himself the burdens of our sins and bore them in his own body on the cross, that you and I and us might live. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, 1 Peter 2:24. And if you have not been led to Calvary's cross, allow me to take you there. I want to put on notice that he died for you and I and us, and then rose again. All that he is requiring of you is to believe in him, and you will be saved. They are nails to the cross. They are nails to the cross. Oh, how much he was willing to bear with what anguish and loss. Jesus went to the cross, but he carried my sins and your sins and our sins with him. We know that the pathway to heaven begins at the foot of the cross. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And so, tonight, if I didn't have personal relationship with God, I would make that my number one priority, is to get to know God. God is only a whisper prayer away. And even when you can't say a word, God is a heart reader. God is a mind regulator. God can restore what the enemy has taken from you. May it be your peace, your joy, your contentment, love. May it be your trust. You find out you can't trust anybody. You've tried to have friends and all of them has forsaken you and turned on you. But I'm here to tell you that God is one friend that will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. He said, I will be with you to the end of the earth. So after everyone is gone, Jesus will be left standing there to bear our burdens, our heartaches, our pains, our losses, even our gains. He's God like that. And if I was you, I would just get in that private closet, that private area of your home, of your enclosure, and just tell God that you acknowledge that you are a sinner and that you have done wrong, and you believe that he died on the cross for your sins and my sins and the sins of the world, and that you want him to be your Lord and Savior. Tell me you forgive you for all the sin that you have done. And just as fast as you can display those words, God will forgive you for all sin that has been rendered. And God will add you to his sheepfold. Hallelujah. You know, we're living in a time to where life is so uncertain. We don't know when God will to pull our name card. God is calling people every minute, every hour, every second of every day and every night. And some of you have loved ones that has went on and they're lying in their sleeping chambers until that great day that God will call them from the grave. You said you want to see your mother. You declare you want to see your father. You want to see your siblings, your brother, your sister, your son, or your daughter. And at that time, however, they will not be, namely, our mothers, because they will only be our mothers on earth. But when we get to heaven, they will be our sisters and our brothers. But you say you want to see your mother. You want to see your loved ones that's gone on before you. Well, the only way you can see them is having a new birth with Jesus Christ. That's the only way you will be able to see them and to live out this life of Christ daily. This is the ongoing thing. This is not something that we do and then we stop, but we keep going. We have to keep on working. We have to keep working on our building. That's our soul salvation. You know, every day we can add to our building. We can add some jewels to our building. Maybe we can add some diamonds, some sapphires, some rubies to our crown. Hallelujah. By living the life of Christ, loving your enemy, those that talk about you, those that said you was no good and you would not amount to anything, the naysayers, the ones that said they were your friends but have deserted you and have lied on you and crossed you out. See, when God does a rebirth on you and I and us, he gives us a new way of thinking, a new way of living. And so you will love your enemy, those that has done you harm. You will love them in spite of what they have done to you, because we know that they can't do anything to you unless God allow. And God has his hand on you. And it's not a devil in hell or outside around hell do you any harm. But if I was you tonight, or may it be morning in your neck of the woods, I would stop right there in my tracks, lift my hands toward heaven, and say, God, I want to be your daughter, your spiritual daughter and your spiritual son. I want to work in your vineyard. God has nothing but positions, availability to anyone that want a position in the vineyard of God to deliver his word to a lost soul. Let them know that Jesus loved them. Let them know when their mother and their father have forsaken them that Jesus will be a mother and a father, a sister, a brother, a lawyer in the courtroom, a doctor in the X-ray room or the operation room or the ICU room. God will be a doctor. Hallelujah. God will be whatever we need him to be. But God is knocking at the door of your heart. is wanting to have a new birth relationship with you on tonight. And the only way that he can do that is by you accepting him as Lord of your life. Here and now, this present time. Hallelujah. And you can go and tell others about this new birth that you have, hallelujah, assumed. Others that if God did it for you, he's no respectable person, he'll do it for others. God is needing a few good men and women that's not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because we know that time doesn't wait on anyone. The devil is out. He's on his mission. And his MO, that's motive of operation, steal, kill, and destroy. You might say, destroy who? Or destroy anybody. Anybody that he can. He don't discriminate. He don't love himself. So he surely doesn't love you and I. He could care less about you. What you have or you have not. But he's intended to destroy you one way or the other. To tell you that living for God is, you know, all that don't amount to anything, you know. It's just a waste of time. It's just serving an invisible spirit that you can't see. You can't put your hand on. But the Bible tells us that God is indeed a spirit. And those of us that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. But God is not where he cannot be located. God is not so busy till he tell you, well, daughter, I got my other son on the line. Let me call you back tomorrow. Let me call you back in about an hour. Let me put you on three-way. On second notes, I tell you what, let me just put you on hold. God is always up. He never sleeps, nor does he slumber. His line of communication is open 24/7. He never closes. So whenever you want to talk with God, free to do so at any time of the hour, day or night. God is waiting on you tonight. I wouldn't let this be said too late. Because you never know when God is knocking at death's door for you. I would want God in my life. And I would be wanting to be on the side of God when it's all said and done. Hallelujah. Because the devil don't want you to have a relationship with God. He would rather you to stay out there chasing women, committing adultery, fornication, gambling demon, you gambling off all your paycheck, all your creditors' currencies that you need to pay them, you gambling all of that off, gambling off your mortgage, you know, monies. So, you know, the devil don't care. He don't care if you go to the honky-tonk and dance and drink the night away. Drink yourself into a frenzy. He don't care if you taking pills, if you OD, if you using needles. He don't care if you OD. He don't care if you take a weapon and just care. He just wants to get rid of you any way feasible to him. He want to get rid of you. But on the other hand, you have a God that loves you and don't want you to be lost. God wants you to be acquainted with him and be transformed into this new birth. So, there in my digital audience on tonight, give God a chance. You've tried all else, and it has failed. So it's now it's time to try Jesus. And you have found out that he's all right. If there's any harm, it's in us. Because the Bible tells us that Jesus was sinless. Jesus didn't have any sin, but he bore the sin of the world upon his shoulders. The Bible says that Jesus was without sin, neither was a guile found in his mouth. So we know that Jesus is a holy God. And when we get under the new birth of Christ, then we will do the things that God has implemented and as God has commanded and directed you and I to carry out. Hallelujah. Perhaps no one since the Apostle Paul has written more graphically about the experience of spiritual bondage than the great theologian Augustine, A.D. 354-430. Now, although he was blessed with extraordinary intelligence, in his younger years he had wallowed in deep depravity. Looking back, Augustine gave his account of his struggle. I was bound by the iron chains of my own will. I was rather an unwilling sufferer than a willing actor. Yet it was through me that habits had become an armed enemy against me, because I had willingly come to be what I unwillingly found myself to be. And we know that many of us have gone through a similar struggle. We wanted deliverance from sin, yet found ourselves unable to shake off the change of habits. Then as we turned in faith to Jesus, we were liberated. Long my imprisoned spirit lay fast bound in sin, and nature's night, then eyes diffused a quickening ray. I woke the dungeon's flame with light. My chains fell off. My heart was free. I rose and went forth and followed thee. Jesus alone can break the shackles of sin in yours and mine and our life. So I'm encouraging you on this morning to receive him as your Savior, and the truth shall make you free. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 8:32. Out of my bondage, sorrow, and night, Jesus, I come, Jesus, I come, into thy freedom, gladness, and light. Jesus, I come to thee. You and I and us can only find true freedom in receiving Christ Jesus. Our sermon on tonight has been New Birth. And in ending, I hope and I pray I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any petitions that you would like the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. You can log on to our web address at www.janicewardministries.org. Till we meet again across these airways and skyways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Buckle up with Jesus at your wheel, for he is people friendly. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to now turn you over to Hymns of Zion to uplift your spirit and infuse your mind. Till we meet again across these airways and skyways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. Up now, Hymns of Zion.
Remember. not have been possible. Mm-hmm, but through God, He has been my dwelling place. On this I rest my case. He's the only friend I know. Sticks with me wherever I go. He has been my dwelling place. On this I rest my case. And I know I will succeed. I know I will succeed. I proceed with this in mind, 'cause Jesus walks with me. He's led me through the storm. I've tried hard not to complain. Yes, I've been made to cry. Through it all, I never denied that He has been my dwelling place. His arms will be my resting place. I am saved by God's grace. On this I rest again. He leads me. He leads me. Thank you. He leads me.
Oh, Lord,
lead me. Thank you for leading me. I just want
to thank you, Lord. Yes,
Lord, leading me. Thank you for leading me. Keep running.
When peace like a river tended my way.
Greetings.
God bless.
God bless you.
I'm just tuning in on this morning, listening in.
Let me turn this down a little bit, darling. Now, how you doing out there this morning?
Good.
Well, wonderful. God bless you.
God bless you, thank
you. Yes. How you doing? Did you get to listen to any of the program?
No, I just called in. I guess I called in a little late.
Oh, well, that's
so
okay.
So I have to go back and listen.
Yes, well, that's all right. That's all right. You have any prayer petitions on this morning?
Just pray for me.
I sure will. What's your name, darling?
Sherita.
Sherita? Oh, that's pretty.
Yes.
I sure
thank
will.
You.
Anything in particular you want me to pray for, or you just want me to just say?
Just a while ago, I was sitting on the edge of my bed, and I was just talking to God, and, you know, was just having a little conversation with him about some things, and
yeah,
you know how at times we got to go to him and say, be sorry, Lord, and I repent, God, please forgive me. And
yes.
Just listen to the voice of the Lord, you know, letting me know, you know, he told me. While I was sitting there in silence, he was like, daughter, I'm right here.
That's right.
Still with you. So just asking for prayer on this morning.
Well, I sure will. I sure will. And God bless you. I want you to stay encouraged. I want you to stay encouraged because, you know, it takes a lot to stay encouraged these days.
Yes, it does.
But I tell you what, God has got disciples and sojourners like me and others that love you. I want you to know that we love you. You got sisters and brothers that love you. And I mean that from the depths of my very soul. I can definitely speak for me. I love you with every beat of my heart. And I just
thank
want
you
to stay encouraged. Don't you let nobody steal your joy. Because the Bible says the world didn't give it, and don't you let the world take it away. And I want you just to stay encouraged, and whatever that you need from God, you know he's just a whisper prayer away. And all you got to do is just go to him and tell him what you need, because God will answer your prayer. I tell you, a lot of people say God won't come when you call him, but I can tell you that God will come when you call him.
Yes.
He is a right now God. I've seen God in action, you know, in my own life. I've seen God work miracles right before my eyes. So I'll tell you, no problem that you and I have that God cannot solve. You know, he's the go-to man. I'll tell you, he's better than Michael Jackson. He's bad by himself. I just thank God for your testimony on this morning. I thank God for you. I want you definitely tune back in on our next program, and you just welcome anytime that we're on the air that you want to come on the air. You just do so. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And I want you to just listen to remainder of this spin here. I got a song on this, I think by Jennifer Holliday. I want you to hear just a little bit of that. I replay that just for you. I'll repeat that selection because it is a dynamite selection, and I'm going to send that out to you, Marie.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And I want you to be blessed here.
Don't stand there shackled by your suit. Just get on board and let the glory begin. All aboard the Love Express. Turn your back on your past. It's time to confess. Whatever you do, you gotta lay down your pride. Let the Lord God take you on a real good ride. All aboard the glory train. The journey ensuing, so much to gain. You're standing at the crossroads. Will you turn back? Or will you ride the Savior's train down the glory track?
Holy Ghost, Spirit, conductor of souls, just follow Him if you're ready to go.
If you're ready to go,
you qualify. So come as you are.
Where I'm going. Prepare.